This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Talked the other day, Joe Biden gets a huge endorsement.
But is it really an endorsement?
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. You a big Barack Obama fan? You think Barack Obama can pull somebody across the finish line? Dude, I will say this, Biden is a lot lighter than Hillary Clinton. Though things are getting pretty heavy for old Joe. He's back in the news. You know, it turns out Hunter Biden is still on the board of a Chinese company. Crackhead Hunter. And then they wonder why this woman that's looking for child support wants his records. They're going, he's still on the board. He's still getting money from the Chi-Coms. You wonder why the Chinese are able to make such headroads into America? I give you the Biden family. Joe Biden got tired of watching the Clintons get rich, the Obamas get rich. Now he is among the rich and elite. He's like Bernie Sanders. He can afford a camp. Anyway, he gets his endorsement. And we talked about this the other day. Finally gets his endorsement from Barack Obama. The guy who said to him, Joe, don't run. Joe, don't run. But now he gets his, and I'm using my finger quotes, support. Barack Obama does. It's worth covering this again because there are some implications of this that we didn't talk about before. I just touched on the subject. But here's what I want you to think about as we talk about Barack Obama endorsing Joe Biden. What level of desperation must you have to endorse a demented person, a man who suffers from dementia, Captain Demento? What must you, Barack Obama must not sleep good at night in any way, shape, or form. I can only imagine the backdoor channels of people like Strzok and McCabe and Brennan and Clapper going, you told us you were going to protect us. You told us Hillary Clinton was going to win, and now we've got a maniac loose. He's unhinged. You know why they call Donald Trump a maniac and he's unhinged? Because they know that unhinged maniac is methodically picking them apart. That's why. So here's Barack Obama trying to figure out who can best potentially win and stop the train that is the wrecking ball that is currently in the White House, that is soon to reveal Al Capone's real vault behind one of those walls. Because Donald Trump is just, he's tearing down the DOJ. He's getting rid of swamp rat after swamp rat. Folks, I'm telling you, there are people narking on insiders of the Obama administration, singing like canaries, jailhouse snitches, because they do not want to go to prison. And A.G. Barr has already made it clear. I know that what y'all tried to do to Donald Trump was illegit, and we are going to get you. And Durham is on their case. So Barack Obama is forced to get behind Joe Biden. Do you think that the delay was because he was being deliberate? He was going, you know, I have to let everybody get through because you can't be showing favoritism. He did with Hillary Clinton before Bernie Sanders quit the race. Recall what I'm telling you. You go look it up yourself. Barack Obama got on a plane and he went, I believe it was to South Carolina, not South, maybe it was. But anyway, he went on a plane and met up with Hillary Clinton, I believe either in North or South Carolina, and Bernie Sanders was still in the race. He was campaigning with her. Don't believe me? Go look it up. I tell everybody, including that dude that told me, the Black Steer calls itself the news service. I go, no, we don't call it. We in no way pretend to be news. I don't have the journalist. I don't have a journalistic background. I don't have the staff. But what I am is I'm opinion about the news. That is what we are.
You use news as a category on your blog, on your site, your website.
Yeah. We're talking about news. What else you want me to call it? Olds? I mean, that's what we talk about. But I'm not presenting my view as news. Is it not as valid as anybody else's?
Oh, you don't use references and link backs and all that.
No, I don't. I mean, I do, but if I don't use them, I don't really care. If I say something like, I read this or I saw a headline, go look it up for yourself, you lazy piece of crap. You know, don't rely on me. That's what your job is. Look it up. Anyway, so here's some news for you. Barack Obama went kicking and screaming to endorse Captain Demento, Joe Biden. He's really endorsing Jill. But here's the deal. When you consider the bonehead Obama decisions, this is par for the course because it's the worst. Either way, Obama loses. If Biden loses, Obama loses. If Biden wins, is that the guy you really want running the country into the ground? Wow. There's no upside for him. Biden winning would actually make him have to perform as president. Don't worry, folks. It ain't going to happen.
I'm so proud to endorse Joe Biden to be president of the United States. Choosing Joe to be my vice president was one of the best decisions I ever made. He became a good friend. And I believe Joe has all the qualities we need in a president right now.
Yeah. He goes on to say, what do you say? He praised Biden's actions during his administration in assisting in the financial recovery. What did he do? We printed trillions of dollars. What did Biden do? And his response, I love this part, his response to the H1N1 pandemic. Really? What did Joe do? God. Ann Coulter said, if Obama had any sense of humor, his endorsement of Biden would have been simply, I mean, you get the first mainstream white who is articulate, bright, and clean, and a nice-looking guy. I died. I thought that was one of the funniest tweets I've seen. Well, it was. It was one of the funniest tweets I've seen all day. Probably for a while. Lori Hendry said, breaking. Former President Obama comes out and endorses Joe Biden. Biden says, for what? You've probably seen that graphic floating around a bit, too. So, look. Desperation move by Obama. Desperation move by the Democrats to even nominate Biden. Desperation moves. But look, you can have this guy talking sound bites and try to look presidential during the time of the Chinese Wuhan pandemic. But at some point, he's going to have to face people, get out there, start pressing the flesh. They love that Biden gets to stay away from folks because he doesn't get to run up behind people, women, sniff their hair or back them up in a corner and finger them. No, Biden has to Biden, you know, he's truly Biden this time. But it's not going to last forever. It's going to be a reckoning coming, and that wrecking ball that will hit the Democrats is Donald Trump. Short break. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
American, 0.2% chance that you're going to get it. 0.2. And if you get it, you have a 98% chance of recovery. These things are very rarely heard out there. As Dr. Oz was just saying, people with the comorbidities who have, you know, heart disease, who have very high blood pressure, who are 75 years old, I'm in my 70s, these are the real risks. But we have scared the heck out of everybody. And, you know, psychologically, as a people, remember 9/11? We talked about let's roll. In this one, there's been too much let's roll up in a ball, let's hide under the bed. This is not the way America works. Let's get back to work. And by the way, on this back to work thing, there's this metaphor that seems to be governing the conversation, is flip on the light switch. You don't flip on the light switch. Get a three-way bulb. You know, you don't have to go all the way to 100. Go to 70, 50, 70, and then 85. But, you know, the country has suffered enormously. To say nothing of what has occurred as a result of the shutdown in terms of fatalities. 300% increase in the suicide hotline. Big increase in opioid epidemic. How much domestic violence? Child Protective Services can't get to people's houses. There are real costs to panic and pandemonium.
Oh boy, see, they don't talk about that. Left doesn't want to tell you that stuff. What this fake crisis has created. People that are now anxious about their jobs, are anxious about paying their bills. You know, emotions are at a tense and escalating. And where better to point it out than Chicago, the epicenter of leftism? Here's what the Sun-Times reported earlier this month. Amid a statewide stay-at-home order, Chicago saw the most violent five-day span of the year earlier this week, with 60 people being shot between Sunday and Thursday. Folks, this is not the weekend. This is 60 people being shot between Sunday and Thursday, when you're theoretically working, you know, or you're in school or doing other things. Of those shot, 17 died and 43 were wounded. Two more were killed in other ways. Get this. A man was pushed in front of a Red Line train in the Loop on Tuesday, and a man stabbed late Sunday on the West Side. Victims range in age from 5 to 66 years. 10 were younger than 18. That is the epicenter of liberalism right there, of leftism. Chicago. Foreboding for what these people want if you were to get a Joe Biden in charge. You had Barack Obama in charge. You want to know what Chicago got? Exactly what I just told you right there. The five-day outburst of violence dwarfed the numbers recorded during the same period in 2019. Then, like now, temperatures reached the 70s. From April 7th to 11th of 2019, 13 people were killed and another 26 wounded in shootings. So, 13 were killed and 26 wounded versus 17 killed and 43 wounded. So, year to year, that was par for the course, but this just happened to be a little worse. Maybe because of the coronavirus. Maybe. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to tell you that 17 people were killed and 43 wounded because of the Chinese Wuhan. Isn't that what everything's getting blamed on? Here's what they said. With temperatures reaching summer-like highs Tuesday, the city saw its single most violent day of the year. 8 were killed and 15 others, including a 5-year-old girl, wounded in shootings. On average, a shooting occurred every 83 minutes on Tuesday. And here's, I love this part. It's the weather. It's global climate change. It has nothing to do with the people. It has nothing to do with the mentality of people. It has nothing to do with the consequences of what the government, he's a putz in Chicago, in Illinois, has done. It has nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with Mayor Lightfoot. Nope. It's all because of the temperature. Here's what somebody says. I'm an optimistic person. I believe in the goodness of humanity, said interim Chicago PD Superintendent Charlie Beck. That's what he said. And to see people turn those ideals upside down and for their own petty reasons be so extremely violent is really disappointing. Though numbers were stark, the bloodshed was, quote, largely concentrated. I'm shocked. What, you're going to tell me it was on the east side and the south side? Let's see what they say. More than half the shootings were in 4 of the CPD's 22 districts, Harrelson, Inglewood, Gresham, and Ogden. Oh, I meant the west side. The Harrison, Inglewood, and Gresham districts on the south side and west sides serve largely African-American constituencies. I know you were sitting there going, Kevin, it couldn't possibly be in black neighborhoods. And he says, while the Ogden district on the west side is split between, here it comes, African-Americans in the east and West Garfield Park and Latino residents in the Little Village. Look, get this. You're going to love this part. A recent analysis found that African Americans make up 72% of all Chicago residents who've died due to the COVID-19, despite being just 30% of the city's overall population. If you don't believe me when I tell you that half these Negroes are shooting each other, that they're just putting them under COVID, I'm telling you, the idea that this disease, 72% of blacks are responsible for the deaths in Chicago, is so patently ridiculous, I can't even believe they actually put that in print. Earlier this week, here's what's funny. It has nothing to do with the violence of Chicago. Nothing. Let me go to the next paragraph. Earlier this week, Mayor Lori Lightfoot decried the spike in violence, saying it was diverting precious resources from medical professionals working to treat the COVID-19 patients. Now, that is a legitimate jump in the story. But the idea that you're going to break in and go, hey, by the way, despite all this shooting of blacks by other blacks, this black-on-black violence, let's talk for a second about the Chinese Wuhan virus and its attack on blacks. At least call it Chinese Wuhan and make it racial. Oh, they say this is especially urgent now as our ability to treat all Chicagoans is being stretched to the breaking point. Lie. We cannot allow this to happen. People know who the shooters are. You know who you are. These cowards cannot be given any shelter. Now, this is the mayor of Chicago who has witnessed year after year, post Rahm Emanuel, it's her job, she's witnessed exactly what happens every single day in Chicago. She knows the cycle. When it warms up, there will be more shootings. What does she do? What has she done? Does she not look at the weather forecast? Was it a freak sunny day in Chicago, or did they know? Did she deploy more police? Is anybody even questioning this about her? Because I guarantee you, if Donald Trump was running the city, that's what they'd be asking. You'd see headlines, Donald Trump letting black people die on the streets. But guess what? Lori Lightfoot gets away with it. Chicago's going to keep killing its citizens.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump striking an optimistic tone when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic.
The battle continues, but the data suggests that nationwide we have passed the peak on new cases. Hopefully that will continue, and we will continue to make great progress.
President Trump set to talk to all 50 governors regarding opening up their states following the White House's guidelines. Entrepreneur and Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban reminds us when reopening,
Let the scientists deal with the science and the vaccine and the therapy.
Yeah.
Let the business people give feedback on what we're going to do, because, like I said, it's not going to be the same. It's going to be different, and having these insights will be valuable.
President Trump also urging Democrats to stop blocking additional funding for the popular Paycheck Protection Program, which loans money to small businesses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Why would somebody fake his death? For the insurance. And Democrats keep taking out insurance policies on Donald Trump. Is that what Peter Strzok and Lisa Page mentioned in their text? The two plotted, with the help of the Obama Justice Department, other members of the Justice Department, to cash in the insurance policy to get rid of Donald Trump. And then it became to get rid of President Donald Trump. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. They bragged about it. Obama bragged that Trump would never be president. He had already set the stage for it. He was like, psh. As soon as he comes out, we hit the trap door, boom, he's gone into the pit with the crocodiles. But apparently, the black guy forgot to pay his insurance premium. And the policies around Russian collusion and impeachment didn't pay out because the insurance investigator went, I smell a rat. But still, Democrats continue to scheme because that's what they do. That's what they're good at. And this latest attempt at their insurance policy revolves around what else? What have we been talking about for the past month? The dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. Let's not let a crisis go to waste is the Democrats' famous motto. And this so-called pandemic that has killed fewer people than accidents or the common flu is what the Democrats have bet their future on. It is their new insurance policy. Democrats, folks, right now are delightful that 17 million people are out of work. They love the growing number of Chinese Wuhan infections. They relish in these numbers. But what they mostly love about these numbers is they love the death stats. They love them. So much so, one of my friends joked that a dude got shot 33 times in Chicago and he was ruled to have been killed by the coronavirus. We've already talked about the Chicago violence, and you know about it. I used to talk about it every week, but it got old. Because you know it's going to keep on happening. It doesn't matter who's in Chicago, who the mayor is, who, you know, the police chief is. Doesn't matter who the governor is of Chicago. Let me tell you what's going to keep on happening. Black folks are going to keep on killing black folks. That's what will happen in Chicago. And they'll kill a few whites and Latinos in between. But what they're doing, folks, is they're faking these deaths. They got to have these numbers. There was an article in CNET that warned people to get the facts about coronavirus. The issue is so important that they said 30 countries are involved, and so is the social media giant Facebook. Fact checkers, I'm reading, from 30 countries are currently working to help debunk and prevent the spread of further false information across media platforms. Social media platforms like Facebook They're also taking steps to prevent the spread of false information. Facebook has hired 3 third-party fact-checking organizations to monitor content and help trigger warning labels that users see when they're viewing false information. Now, here's what they wrote. Several of our third-party fact-checking partners around the world have been rated content false, so we are dramatically reducing its distribution, and people who see this content, try to share it, or already have, are alerted that it's false, a Facebook spokesperson says. This situation is fast evolving, and we will continue our outreach to global and regional health organizations to provide support and assistance. I want you to understand, Facebook is so important now in the mainstream of America that they're the ones giving guidance. They act as if they're a government agency. A reporter at Bloomberg Media pointed out that if you search for coronavirus on Twitter, the social media site will direct you to the U.S. Centers for Disease Results Prevention website for information about the illness. They won't let you go anywhere else to look. Hey, you ever heard of anybody fact-checking the flu? I'm just curious. Flu hits every year. I've never seen a fact-checking of the flu. Never. Now, here's how Facebook's going to help. There's an ad on Facebook of a company selling face masks, and they claim that all but one member of a Los Angeles family died from COVID-19. But the story, which used a real family's photos, isn't true. Here's what the WIFR reported. Mother Sarah Andridge says a professional photo of her family took for the holiday card 8 years ago showed up in a Facebook ad for FilterMax face mask that falsely claimed 4 members of the family had died from COVID-19. She says a professional photo of her family took for the holidays showed up in Facebook. Who would have had the audacity to clearly not know a family and type that they had died, Ansich asked. It's the forefront of everyone's mind in the news and everything and how quickly it's taking lies. It could so clearly be true to people. FilterMax also claimed in the ad that the most efficient respirator on the market, it has the most efficient respirator on the market and is approved by the FDA. The FDA says that's not true. So here's my point. Facebook runs an ad that's not only fake about the family, it's the story about this family dying, but it's also fake, and that the people who are running the ad don't even have FDA approval. But Facebook says, give me your money, and we'll go fact check Kevin Jackson or some other person out there. I decided to look at the timeline on the Chinese Wuhan death rates for the fake news. And on March the 5th, CBS News reported that President Trump disputed the 3.4% death rate from Chinese Wuhan virus and declared than what had been declared at the time by the WHO Director General. And here's what they wrote. President Trump said in an interview Wednesday night that the 3.4% mortality rate for coronavirus cited by the director of the World Health Organization is a false number. He also said he thought people infected with coronavirus may get better by sitting around and even going to work. However, on Thursday morning, he flatly denied that he had suggested Americans infected with coronavirus could go to work, blaming the media for misinterpreting what he said in his interview. Mr. Trump told Fox News, Sean Hannity, in a Wednesday night phone interview that he doesn't believe the death rate from spreading the virus is as high as 3.4%, the rate stated by the WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, whatever his name is, pointing out that many people might have mild symptoms and never report their cases and get better just by, you know, sitting around, even going to work. So the president had already given a warning. And he says, look, this information is wrong. I'm not going to speak to where he was getting his information, but I will tell you what I would have thought. I would have said, first of all, let me see what we have up to this point. And based on what I know during that time, I would have said identically the same thing. I would have said they have no way of knowing how many people are actually dying from this disease and that level of mortality. There's nothing that indicates that. As a person who understands numbers, I don't believe that. And I also believe that there are people who get this who don't exhibit great symptoms. They think they've got a cough or a flu. They get over it, and that's that. There are others it's going to affect hard. But it's going to be something like our flu. And I would have studied the coronaviruses at the time and said, You know, no harm, no foul. Same thing the president said. So I'm going to stop here for just a second and tell you this. Donald Trump, early on, stops China from coming. Says, nah, you know, I'm going to be on the safe side. We're going to stop them. We're going to stop that cruise ship. And by the way, I'm going to call BS on these numbers. Intuitively, he says, I know this is not right. If this were right, the spread of this disease would indeed be a pandemic, and the number of people dying would be astronomical. And I told you guys before, there came a point where Donald Trump said, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to let you get away with your numbers. I'm going to let you use those numbers because I'm going to trap you into those numbers. So we were hearing numbers like 2 million people could die. Then they reduced that down to 1.2 million. Then they reduced it to between 100 and 200,000. And let me tell you what's happening right now. They can't get anywhere close to those numbers, so they're lying. Trump called them out early. They're lying. And we're going to have to stretch this into another segment because I'm not going to have time to say everything I want to say about it. But Donald Trump at some point said, I'm going to give you your numbers, and then when I'm, because you want to make them big, I'm going to predict the number because I think it's going to be less, and then we'll go from there. And now we're in the phase, a next phase for the left of how do we still put pin this on Donald Trump? If Donald Trump said 2 million people will die, then the left are going to try to get to that. But what he did was even smarter. He let Fauci and Birx pick the numbers. 2 million. If we don't do anything stuff right away, because the reason why you're on quarantine is because of Fauci. He says, you're quarantined. 2 million people could die. So 2 million people didn't die. 100 to 200,000. Nowhere close. So now the new game is let's let Donald Trump pick a number and let's shoot for the number. That's where we are. No matter what happens when we open up this government again, the new count will be, the new game will be, let's exceed the number. Let's make sure Donald Trump looks really bad by inflating the numbers. We'll get back on it. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats need an insurance policy. The other two expired. Barack Obama didn't pay the bill. So Russian collusion failed as an insurance policy. Impeachment failed as an insurance policy. So what did the Democrats do? They glommed on quickly to the Chinese Wuhan virus conspiracy. And they said, we will get our insurance policy this time. And they think they paid the bill, but again, ain't going to work. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm talking about all the things leading up to this Chinese Wuhan thing. You got China lying. You got the World Health Organization lying. Hey, it's a 3.4% people that die that get it. It expands quicker than anything we've ever seen. It's bigger than the flu. It's bigger than Ebola. It's bigger than the Hantavirus. It's bigger than the West Nile. It's bigger than the bird flu and MERS and SARS and all the others combined. And it's going to kill the world. And Donald Trump said, I'm calling foul. I'm calling BS on this nonsense. And I can tell you, I Googled coronavirus death rates false. You can do this yourself. Here's what the first one. Trump argues 3.4% death rate from coronavirus is false. That was from Business Insider. Coronavirus. Trump disputes World Health Organization death rate. USA Today. That was on March the 5th. Trump says he thinks the coronavirus death rate is false. That was on March the 5th of 2020. Why the death rates of coronavirus have been very confusing. That was NPR on March 27th. I'll get to that. But on March the 5th, everybody was talking about how dare the president. Look at, he's disputing the World Health Organization. Trump argues, Trump disputes, and so on about death rates. In other words, the media wanted people to believe that Donald Trump was misleading Americans. He wasn't making it grave enough. How dare he? This could cost lives. So keep in mind, he stopped travel months earlier. They're giving him the number of deaths. Americans, we weren't dying that many. Regular death. And suddenly, even with them expanding the deaths and counting everything towards the so-called great, you know, coronavirus thing, you know, it was a pandemic. Despite all of that, we weren't getting these record numbers that everybody was expecting. So NPR steps in and says, wait a minute, we got to take a look at this. So that's the only one that, and this is on March 27th. But before I get to that, let me tell you what the BBC pointed out on March 24th, because what they essentially said was Trump was correct. The UK government scientific advisors believe that the chances of dying from a coronavirus infection are between 0.5% and 1%. This is lower than the death rate among the confirmed cases, which is 4% globally in WHO figures and 5% in the UK as of March 23rd. But not all infections are confirmed by testing. Now, on stateside, NPR, 3 days later, decides they're going to tell us why it's all so confusing. And they say the coronavirus appears to be much more lethal in some countries as well. In some countries than in others. In Italy, about 10% of people known to be infected have died. In Iran and Spain, the fatality rate is higher than 7%. But in South Korea and the U.S., it's less than 1.5%. In Germany, the figure is closer to 0.5%. So what gives? That's what they add. What gives? What could it possibly be? They want to know. Well, let me tell you what gives. They said this. The answer involves how many people are tested, the age of the infected population, and factors such as whether the healthcare system is overwhelmed. Case fatality rates have been very confusing, says Dr. Stephen Lawrence, an infection disease expert. He says, the numbers may look different even if the actual situation is the same. Nonsense. What they're telling you, folks, is jumping to conclusion early by many people who wanted this pandemic caused the numbers to skew. Less than a month from when President Trump declared that the WHO stats were misleading, on March 31st, WebMD agreed with the BBC that the mortality rate of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus is less than 1%. And here's what they wrote. The fatality rate from COVID-19 is not as high as experts have reported. Now, I want to stop just for a second and let you absorb what I just said. The experts. It's not as high as the experts, according to a new analysis published in the Lancet Infectious Diseases. But the infection is still much deadlier than the 2009 H1N1. And the risk rises sharply with age. Yeah. But they go this, the rate may not hold true for other countries, which vary in how they respond to the virus and in hospital resources, blah, blah, blah. In the new analysis, the death rate in confirmed COVID-19 cases is estimated to be 1.38%, while the overall rate, which includes estimated unconfirmed cases, is calculated at 0.66%. So here I ask you this, where's the news over the new and vastly improved death rate? Why doesn't the media celebrate that this virus that was supposed to kill everybody in the world has a lower death rate than a seasonal flu. So I did a step further. I Googled coronavirus mortality rate, and this was, I Googled this on April the 15th, and here are the results. Coronavirus mortality rate, world meter. They had it, and theirs had it at 4.9%. What is coronavirus, and what is the mortality rate? This was on April the 1st. It says probably about or a bit less than 1%. Why COVID-19 may be less deadly than we think. That was on March the 9th. Will coronavirus kill you? Why fatality rates, blah, blah, blah. And what they were saying is why fatality rates are varying. Coronavirus death rate versus flu. How deadly is it? That was in heavy.com on March 28th. The death rate they have at 0.74%. COVID-19 death rate drops, still deadly to seniors. That was the WebMD article. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Two articles from March 9th suggested the mortality rates were lower. No article on the front page of Google as of April the 15th was from any mainstream American media source to effectively debunking the idea of the death rates that they had said earlier. For over a month, the fake news media continued to whip Americans into panic mode over a virus that we know now kills less than 1% of the people who contract it. And even the WebMD article of May 31st, while confirming the death rate drop, warned the following, still deadly to seniors. Well, let me ask you this. What isn't still deadly to seniors in terms of a higher mortality rate? A common cold is more deadly to seniors than it is to anybody else. Now, World Meter, who is the first one who popped up in the Google search, they stopped putting anything up as of March the 5th. And here's why. Let me read what they have. 3.4% mortality rate estimate by the WHO as of March the 3rd. Mortality rate in China, the 3.8% nationwide, 5.8% in Wuhan. And they got all these stats. Death rate among patients admitted to hospital, HFR, 15%. Study providing a tentative mortality rate of 3%. They go to that site right now. It's called World Meter. They got nothing up. They stopped at March the 5th. Why? Because they were so bad. They predicted everything they predicted is wrong. It's been debunked. And so they want Facebook to fact check everybody, right? Because they got the secret decoder ring. They've hired external experts in how, you know, oh, we will get to the bottom of it. If you ask us the questions, we'll answer your questions truthfully and honestly. Nothing validating that the president's his assertion, a declaration that these numbers were BS. And all the experts that talked about mortality rates of, you know, 2 million people were going to die. We're at 20-something thousand at this point, 30,000, which, by the way, I don't believe for a second. I believe it's probably a quarter of whatever they're reporting. And why do I think that? Because New York added 3,300 people to their death rates that have no coronavirus. They're dead, and they tested them. They tested negative. So now it was this thing. Death in New York drops up. Coronavirus deaths jump above the 10,000 mark. Really? In a day? Read the article. Go find it. Don't believe me. Go find it. Now, what did I tell you? I said before the break, I said they're going to take whatever Trump does and they're going to try to make the mortality rate go through the roof. The minute he opens the economy, I can tell you he's killing people. Well, he won't be. He'll stop the killing of our economy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.